This is Franchise Today, brought to you by FRM Solutions, providers of the best-in-class software solutions for franchise relationship management. Franchise Today is your destination for weekly information, conversations, and interviews with accomplished industry leaders, all of whom share best practices for sustainable growth and sensible franchising. Here now, your host, Stan Friedman, to kick off this week's podcast.
Today is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. I'm Stan Friedman, and this is Franchise Today. Well, this week, we hear from a really treasured member of my franchise family, the one and only John Francis, a.k.a. Johnny Franchise. But before we get to John, we've got some celebrating to do, as the IFA has brought home the bacon and proven that perseverance prevails. As last Friday night, the International Franchise Association's legal challenge to the NLRB joint employer rule proved successful as the National Labor Relations Board's final rule was rejected by a federal judge in Texas. In his statement following the ruling, IFA President and CEO Matt Haller said, "Today's ruling is a landmark win for franchising. The ruling preserves the franchise business model, the best vehicle for small business formation on Main Street, by rejecting a flawed regulation enacted solely for the benefit of advancing the political goals of organized labor." Elected officials on both sides of the aisle talk a big game about standing up for small business, and now the U.S. Senate can act on those promises by putting the bipartisan CRA resolution on President Biden's desk. National Labor Relations Board Chairman Lauren McFerrin said that while the district court's decision to vacate the board's rule was a disappointing setback, the agency is reviewing the decision and actively considering next steps in this case. Well, they could in fact appeal the ruling, but that appeal would be heard by the very conservative-leaning Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So, we'll see. Meantime, get on LinkedIn and social media and show the IFA a ton of love. Matt Haller and the government relations team have fought tooth and nail to protect franchising. And while there have been some very dark moments during the past few months, Matt's team, our team, the IFA team, never blinked. Along with all the other plaintiffs and stakeholders who are fighting the fight, they have, against all odds, literally saved the day, and in so doing, saved the franchise business model as we know and love it from an existential threat that was looming large. Hats off to you, Matt. Hats off to you, one and all. Also, I want to thank Aaliyah Alston, founder, CEO, and franchisor of Icebox Cryotherapy Studios, our guest last week as Franchise Today's Q1 2024 Rising Star of Franchising. Aaliyah is an inspiration to those who aspire to do franchising smarter, and she is well on her way to scaling that brand on a strong foundation built to support sustainable growth through sensible franchising. And what a segue that makes to set up yet another inspiring conversation that's coming your way this week, when I'll be joined in just a minute or two by the iconic John Francis. But first, a quick reminder to stop by and pay us a visit at FranchiseTodayPodcast.com. Take just a minute to drop a review, make guest suggestions, or browse the ever-expansive library of content, interviews, show notes, and blog posts. You'll find it all at www.FranchiseTodayPodcast.com. Okay, a quick timeout, and John Francis is up next. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchisors of restaurants, bars, and grills, and multi-unit franchisees, listen up. This message is for you. If you're looking to engage guests, elevate profits, and enhance your customer experience, Atmosphere TV is the answer. What's Atmosphere, you ask? Atmosphere is the world's number one streaming TV service for businesses, here to help you make more and save big on overpriced cable packages. Atmosphere provides you with a free programming option, bringing more than 60 ultra-engaging audio-optional channels designed to please customers and increase their average ticket. So, how does it work? Well, it's easy. Upon sign-on, Atmosphere sends you a free device loaded with over 60 channels of eye-grabbing entertainment. From news and sports to viral videos and fuzzy animals, every channel is family-friendly and designed to keep your customers happy and engaged. Plus, thanks to Atmosphere's 100% audio-optional format, the programming is perfect for any setting, no matter how loud or busy. So, stop playing and paying overpriced cable. Go with free TV instead. Just go to atmosphere.tv/signup and use the code FRANCHISE, and Atmosphere will waive the usual one-time $99 activation fee for your free-to-stream device. Visit Atmosphere online at atmosphere.tv, and remember, use the code FRANCHISE to waive your one-time activation fee. Visit atmosphere.tv to elevate your franchise's entertainment experience today. John Francis is an enthusiastic, engaging, and entertaining franchise expert, advisor, and speaker who shares his experience, knowledge, and expansive network with one and all. Franchising is in John's blood, as his parents were true pioneers in the franchise world, turning their family haircutting business into a 1,000-plus international salon franchise empire. John's been a franchisee and a franchisor multiple times, but a servant leader always, with a deep understanding of the issues faced both by franchisees and franchisors. Having 30-plus years in franchising, collaborating with more than 50 brands, John Francis helps franchisors and franchisees learn how to look at our unique business model in new, positive, and profitable ways. John Francis, welcome to Franchise Today.
Hi there, Stan. It's great to be here. I appreciate it. Nice to be with you again.
Yeah, I should say welcome back to Franchise Today, shouldn't I? Do you remember how long it's been since you were here? Because I went and looked.
Oh, well, let me speculate. 5 years or more? It's been a while.
Call it eight. The first week in December 2015, Paul Segretto and I were still doing it together, and it was right after Thanksgiving that you joined us. So it's been a minute.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's great. I appreciate the chance to come back. I don't know if that's a good thing, or at least I'm back, and a lot's changed in the 8 years, I guess. Life goes on. It's wonderful, right?
Well, some things have changed and some things haven't. And one of the things that hasn't changed is that you're a stalwart in franchising. And so for the benefit of those who possibly are hearing your name for the very first time, which I can't believe is true, but for those who don't know the history of Johnny Franchise, a.k.a. John Francis, why don't you tell us the unusual facts that prevail in your world that are different than most of us, because most of us are not born into franchising, but you, sir, you were, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, it's thank you, Stan. I'll try to tell my story and stay focused here and try to help the audience. Just this frame of reference or background, I guess. My name is John Francis, and I'm the youngest of five kids. When I was a little kid, I was little Johnny, right? Johnny Francis. Everyone calls me Johnny. Oh, my mom, my dad, my family, my friends, everyone who really knows me, I'm Johnny, right? But my name is John, so I've always been John at school and at work and whatever. So once upon a time, quite a while ago, I guess. Anyway, a good friend of mine was meeting me at a conference, and we're here local in Minneapolis. And he says, "Hey, Johnny Francis, how you doing?" He says, "When I see you, I think Johnny Franchise." And I laughed, and he laughed, and everybody who was standing around started laughing like it was like a funny, just kind of accidental Johnny Franchise. So that whole conference, my nickname was Johnny Franchise, and it stuck. Right. So people would introduce me to each other or whatever. They'd say, "Oh, this is my friend John, but I know him as Johnny Franchise."
But you've earned the privilege of that name by being born into a franchise family.
It fits, so I'm Johnny, and I guess to me that implies I'm approachable, I'm friendly, I'm not overly complicated, I like to get things done. I'm focused on results and helping people. So I grew up as the youngest of five kids in a very busy and entrepreneur-driven family. My dad was a barber here in Minnesota back in the old days before I was born, right? And he was figuring it out, and he said, "This sucks. I can't go fast enough." So he actually innovated and created a new concept in the hair salon industry and franchised it, right? We're not sure if he was the first to franchise a barbershop or something like a barbershop, because it was so much more, but he created a new innovation, a new model, and franchised and created an opportunity for barbers to become business owners and not cut hair and make even more money and scale the business with training and systems and products and education and all the rest. So long story short, I grew up in a franchise business. Our family business was a franchisor of hair salons, and my dad and my mom had started it. And so I thought everybody had that, right? Because what you grow up with, what you're used to, you think that's normal. So I thought going to check on buildings and locations, and my dad had a bunch of real estate when I was a kid, and he had stuff going. By the time I was around, it was already going. right? So he was already busy and everything was going wild, and it was fun, right? It was a lot of fun. And my mom was there, and she was a lot of fun. She was brilliant and just energetic. And they both worked hard and played hard and, you know, had just a great attitude about everything. So franchising fit, really. My dad took to franchising. He said, if I can create an opportunity that creates an opportunity for all of us, you find your opportunity and my opportunity, we all win. And he was always focused on a mutual benefit type arrangement. So I learned all that at a very young age, thinking that's what everybody had, two or three businesses, and everybody worked for themselves, except the people that work for us. And here's how you treat people, and here's how you run a business. It's what we did. We talked about it all the time. It was opportunity to work. I got to work, like work early, right? Hey, we need you over here to take care of this. We need you to go take care of that. Fill this dumpster, paint this warehouse, tear down this fence or whatever. You know, there was always something to do. So I got a chance to learn how to work hard and early on. And it was quite an environment. My mom and dad really were driven the company, and dad was a pretty wild entrepreneur. You know, he didn't see a deal he didn't like, and he never met a guy he didn't trust, right? He was very hardworking, high integrity, and like I said, just very driven to be successful for himself and his people, everyone around him. He was really motivated. So that was my first role model, my first mentorship, my first opportunity. I spent my first 15 years. My nickname was the cleanup kid. Right. I used to burn things up. I did that in our family business. I did it in our franchise business. I did it in the salons that we owned and bought and sold and converted, and different brands and different systems. We did acquisitions. We did international. We did Walmart business. I spent time opening salons in Russia in the 90s when it was absolute chaos. And we were over there because my dad said, hey, we got to go check it out. And he saw so much opportunity, he couldn't stand it. So we wound up spending time and making deals and putting salons in the Moscow, in St. Petersburg, and different places around what used to be the Soviet Union, was at the time Russia, when 25 years ago, that was a lot different. So I had quite a range of experiences. Long story short, my dad passed away from cancer in 1994, which this year, Stan, is 30 years ago. Anyway, I was 26 when my dad died, and he had cancer for a long time. You probably, I don't know if you met my dad, you probably did.
I'm not sure I did. I think your dad's a legend to me, but I don't think I've met him.
He and mom, you know, they were involved at IFA. And in the old days, when I first started going to IFA, it was like going to a big wedding. There's about 400 or 500 people, and you knew about half of them. And it was a blast. and we had a lot of fun, and we did a lot of things, and we learned a lot, shared a lot. And it was really, the whole culture was really already there of give and share and learn and help and support each other. So that's authentic and original from me. Even that was 35 years ago. Oh, man.
You said you've spent 15 years in the family business. What did you move on to from there?
Well, we sold our business in 1999, right? My dad passed. I mentioned I had an older brother who died in a car accident. My mom went through a process and wound up selling our family business to Regis Corporation. Back in those days, we were publicly traded, NASDAQ listed. That was 99. I stayed with Regis for about a year, did what I said I would do. Is I got to kind of take our business apart and put it back together inside of their company. And then I negotiated a pretty nice severance agreement. So I took advantage of that and got paid to not work, which I knew would never happen again. So I got married. We bought some real estate. I made some investments, did some consulting, started working on other brands that were franchises here in the Twin Cities, companies that I knew that wanted help. And I started helping them because they had to be out of the salon business, which was understandable. It was worth it, but there's a lot of others. So I started consulting. Anyway, after a little while, I said, well, I better get on with something that I can build for myself. That's when I moved on to the PostNet brand. And Steve and Brian were the owners there. And this would have been 2001, maybe 2002, in those years. And things were pretty good. And I bought up two states as an area developer and a franchisee and started building and selling and developing with PostNet, which was great because it was retail, strip center, real estate, retail to consumer, and business to business. They had sort of seen the transition in the industry. And Steve and Brian were great leaders. I actually knew them through the IFA and had spent some time with them and got to know them. And obviously, I knew the cultural commitment was there, and we were definitely work hard, play hard, and be nice and work it out. You know, we had a great run. I think PostNet was a great run for me. I spent 10 years there doing that. Then a few other deals inside of there. There were other brands that I got involved with as sort of an advisor or a turnaround. I guess I learned, Stan, that what I could do is look at a system and say, well, what about this and what about that? And I learned how to figure out what's missing, right, from what they don't have. And that became sort of my, gift, I guess. And so I would just ask a lot of questions and offer suggestions, and they'd say, that's a great idea. And all of a sudden, things just start to turn around. So I developed a reputation as a giver, I guess, and an advisor, a helper, a coach. I started serving on boards, which has turned out to be a lot of fun. I really liked serving as a board member or a director or advisor because I care about the people. I care about the business, but I don't work there. You know, I don't have to live with it day to day, but
it's like being a grandparent, right?
Kind of. Yeah. You know, I hadn't thought of that. I'm not a grandparent yet, but you know, that's probably a pretty good analogy. Anyway, I've enjoyed that, serving on a number of boards for a long time. This year is 15 years on the Sport Clips Board of Directors, and I'm listed in their FDD, right? It's a fiduciary responsible board. They're a private company, and it's family owned, and they've got great leadership and great people and hard work. Same kind of thing, right? The culture is obviously consistent, right? These are good people working hard to make it work for everybody. And so it's fun to be part of that brand, and then other brands. There's been probably at least half a dozen more. Some have come and gone, and some have gone through different things. I've worked with some brands for a long time and helped the owners achieve their goals, right? Which is liquidation or private equity or some other kind of design by purpose, right? Something they want to have happen. So starting to work with now second chapter, I would call it, after that. And coaching and consulting and advising these owners. One of my lines is that I can make a founder and help them become a CEO, right? Because it's good to be a founder, but at some point you need a CEO. And if you can't do it, then hire someone who can. And
right.
But if you want to learn how to do it and try, let me show you how to do it. And if you can do it, great. And if not, you'll know what to hire, right? You'll know what you need.
Absolutely.
So it's fun to see my impact on other brands and other people's careers. And the ripple effect is rewarding.
John, we're going to stall for a quick break here.
Yeah.
But when we come back, we need to probably make a disclosure statement to the audience about our relationship, because you and I are tied at the hip in something together called Zor Forum. So let's go for a break. And when we come back, why don't we pick up from there? Fair enough?
Got it. Thank you, Stan. You bet.
You're listening to Franchise Today. I'm Stan Friedman, and today we're talking to John Francis. Johnny Franchise, as those of us who know him and love him refer to him. And we'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
Franchise Today will be right back. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Franchise Today is brought to you by FRM Solutions, offering the only CRM tool built exclusively for franchising that lets you have it your way. Whether you're a single brand needing professional tools across departments or a portfolio of brands needing franchise-specific CRM across the enterprise, either way, FRM satisfies the needs of many with the power of one. That's right, one single instance of FRM is all it takes across departments or across brands. So if you've had it with inflexible, one-size-fits-all CRM, end your frustration today. FRM offers robust dashboarding, tailored reporting, and with open APIs, FRM pushes, pulls, and integrates with other databases, providing you with a single source of truth. Don't just take my word for it. Visit them at frmsolutions.com and order up a demo today. And we're talking today with John Francis, also known aka as Johnny Franchise. And as we discussed in the first portion of our conversation today, John is second generation franchising. We quip every week here on Franchise Today about how franchising finds us. It's not us finding it in most cases. But when your last names are Titus or Dwyer or Francis, you're born into a business and you've known it for your whole life, which is what kind of, I think, is the real story behind the moniker of Johnny Franchise, not just that some friend kind of hung that name on you. You earned that name, John.
Yeah.
So let's talk some, as I kind of teased at the end of the first segment, we've got a connection at the hip, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And it's a good thing, Stan. It's one of those like feels like it's meant to be kind of moments. And the longer we go, the more excited I get about it. So it's all good.
So why don't you fill the audience in on Zor Forum and your role in it?
Well, Zor Forum is a franchise brand, a mastermind group for franchisors. And I was the first franchisee. I guess I am, still am the franchisee.
Yes, you will always be our first franchisee.
Yeah, this is one of those likely outcomes, Stan, where I'll miss my meeting because I'm not here anymore, right? This is one of those wonderful opportunities that I think I could do for a long time because it's just this, it's fascinating. And it's a format and an approach that I'm comfortable with and have had great experience with. So the mastermind format is a group setting. And now with the Zoom and everybody being comfortable online, it really has made the new opportunity more timely. So bringing mastermind format to franchisors is something I actually was kind of looking for, waiting for, and had made various attempts at in the past, but never really committed to it. And once I saw, I think it was Dave Pasgand who had posted something and said, hey, this is coming. And I'm like, finally, someone's doing it. And I reached out and got a hold of Dave. And I'm sure we had several conversations. And I shared with him a lot of my experience in the mastermind or peer group model with business owners. I grew up in that environment of a mastermind group for more than 25 years as a member. And I got to moderate the group when the guy who was in charge there went on vacation every winter. He would leave Minnesota snowbird. He's like, here, you moderate my groups. I'm going to California. And I'd be like, sure, I'll do it. So I learned how to moderate when he was on vacation, which is sounds crazy, but that's what he did. And he wanted to franchise that business. So we did. That was one of the brands I partnered with him and another woman who was kind of the numbers person. And anyway, the whole format and masterminding is something I had a lot of experience with and gotten deeply involved with and benefited from, really, frankly, changed my life in a lot of ways for the better. So to combine that with the franchising and franchisors was like a direct point for me. It was like, finally, I'm ready for this and it exists. So
the rest of the backstory, just to fill in the blanks for the audience, is Dave Pasgand was a guest right here on Franchise Today and told me, as John is sitting as a guest today, he was telling me the story of what he's going to do with this idea he had, because he was part of a group for 10 years of franchisors who met multiple times a year at different events, and they were comfortable with each other because none of them were direct competitors. They were all franchisors, and their businesses were at similar stages of development and growth. So they started meeting up at expos and at broker events, and they'd come in a day early, and they'd share best practices. Well, they did that until they ran out of best practices, and one of them, Alan Young, suggested, why don't we do this like a real group, like a Vistage or an EO? He was big into the peer groups himself. And so they signed confidentiality with one another. And 10 years later, that group is still tight and they still meet and they still depend on each other. Yeah. And when Dave took an exit from 101 Mobility and is trying to decide what to do next with his life, the group suggested, why don't you do more of what we've done together for franchising at large? And so Dave birthed the idea, shared it with a couple of people, me being one of them, Graham Chapman being another. And the two of us got as excited about this as anything we'd ever heard before. And so Dave invited our participation in the business, and now we've invited others as well to join us. And we've invited you, John, to take the mantle as the first franchisee, because who better could we have gotten than you?
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And it's an opportunity, just like most things, when everybody gets kind of what they want, everybody wins. So it was a good fit for me. And I knew that I could bring a lot of experience, and that I already had clients that and potential members. And so it was kind of I was like ready for it, and it was ready for me. So it was a nice match. And I've had a lot of fun with it and made a lot of impact. I mean, we're starting now to get to the point where I've had members that I've had for 18 months or even longer in a handful of cases. And we're building these groups very carefully, being very selective, and the people are starting to develop trust. It takes time. But once you have that connection and understanding, I mean, we can go deep into stuff really quick because we're so familiar and it's such a trusted, safe environment. It's just wonderful. So I love what I do. And when they say you love it, it's never work. So I like to do more of it. And I'm glad to have the franchisor around me because I understand how that benefits me when it comes time for me to make a transition, if ever, right? And anyway, I'm excited about it now. And as things are picking up momentum, and I see a lot of potential, a lot of execution, it's all good. So
we're all going to be hanging together at IFA, right?
Yeah, I think having a visibility there as a full member this year, and I think we can do a lot with that and have some fun. And the members want to get together. We've got creative types too. If we don't come up with a plan, we'll have a variety of plans. So it's going to be a lot of fun. IFA is always like kind of a tornado. I feel like I'm getting pulled in every direction at the same time. And it's just fabulous. You know, you're just kind of bouncing around and trying to keep commitments as best you can. But I think it'll be a blast out there. And it feels like now post-COVID and all the rest, that, like I said, now is the time for this. I think people understand that you don't need to go alone and people are comfortable online. And the value proposition is pretty transparent. You get so much. The value, the relationships, the networking, the understanding, and the value is there. So I'm excited about Zor Forum and this 2024. And looking forward to doing my part to help my clients get where they're trying to go.
So you've been around franchising long enough to have lived through multiple recessions, good times, bad times, COVID times. What do you see on the horizon in your 1 to 3 and even 5 year looks into a crystal ball for franchising? Yeah. What's your outlook?
That's good. I'm generally an optimist. I believe things are generally going to go well and people just get what they deserve. And if you work hard and you make good choices and have integrity, you should be successful. So I'm generally an optimist. Generally, things will be flat this year. I think, Stan, the challenge is interest rates are up and costs are up and inflation maybe is better, but things just cost more and people want more and the flexibility and, you know, the uncertainty and there's lousy wars all over. I mean, it's a lot of uncertainty, a lot of anxiety. So in one sense, I don't see real downturn or catastrophic, but I don't see a whole lot of enthusiasm for things getting much better. Plus the election year this year, 24, that creates uncertainty and anxiety. I think some things people want to wait and see. So after that, I mean, I don't know how things might go. I remain optimistic. I think franchising wins when franchising is done well. The franchisees win, the supplier companies win, the franchisors win, the people who work there win, the investors and the shareholders and everybody else. I mean, it's a winning formula when it's done properly. So I've seen success in franchising in good times and in bad. And I've had my share of failures. Certainly, it doesn't always work and it's not always the same. But like I said, if you get with the right people and you pay attention to the right things in the right ways, franchising generally, I see it as a successful model no matter what is coming. If there's opportunity, we'll find it. And if it fits, we'll franchise.
There you go. John, what have I not asked you today that you might wish I did?
Well, thanks, Stan. Not too much. You know, I'll just say a little personal plug. I'm happily married for 25 years this year, and I've got 2 lovely daughters. One's in college, one's still in high school. And then I have a side hustle, maybe another day we can talk about. I invented a holiday for dads called Father's Eve, which is the night before Father's Day. And it's still going. It's something I've been kind of playing with for a few years now.
Yeah, I remember.
We're trying to have some fun with Father's Eve. So that's another story, but that's another opportunity to help people come together and help each other. And we have an awful lot of fun too with the 8 o'clock toast on Father's Eve. So that's more than enough, Stan. Thanks for the time here today. I appreciate the opportunity to tell my story
always,
and share some ideas. And I thank you.
Always a pleasure, John. But we're not going to let you get away without giving the audience contact info so that they can find you for more.
Sure. Johnny Franchise, just how it sounds, .com. Or I'm on all the different socials, and I'll throw out my cell phone because it's on my website. I don't mind. 612-868-0745. You can text or call. And if I'm not talking to someone, I usually answer, but you can leave a message or whatever. But I'm not hard to find. I show up at a lot of the events. I like to try to help and give and share and do my thing. And I say to people, I won't send you an invoice unless I think you deserve it. I'm happy to just be a resource, kind of, to, if I can help, I'll try.
You know, it's not every day that guests on Franchise Today will put up their cell phone numbers as contact info. You don't find that happening very often, but I'm going to tell you something. I think there may be something in the Minnesota water in all those lakes, because 2 weeks ago, my guest was Dave Mortensen at Self Esteem Brands. I was shocked when Dave gave his cell phone number for contact info. I said, that's a brave move.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. He's a special kind of guy. You know, those guys have done so well over there.
You talk about people doing it right and getting their just rewards. Amen to them.
From the beginning. They started out with the better idea, you know.
Right.
And culture is everything. So yeah, it's anyway, I could talk forever, Stan. I appreciate it.
Likewise. John Francis, thanks so much for being here and sharing so much with the audience today on Franchise Today.
Thank you, Stan.
Well, that about does it for today. Next week, I'm joined by Colette Bell, co-founder and vice president of franchising for Ace Handyman Services. Until then, I'm Stan Friedman, wishing you the best, the very best of all things franchising. And Franchise Today is out.
Franchise Today is a production of FRM Solutions, providing best-in-class CRM tools to empower relationships with prospective and existing franchisees. Find them online at FRMSolutions.com. Join Stan every Wednesday at noon Eastern for another episode of Franchise Today. Or, as always, download episodes on demand at blogtalkradio.com.